Oh, it's just a day. They'll catch up. That's the philosophy of many parents when their child misses a day at school. When those days mount up, and catching up becomes quite a challenge. At the same time, many school districts catch an absentee problem, usually after that number of days has grown, no matter the reason for being absent, which some are out of the control of the child as well as the family. School absenteeism does result, nevertheless, in an immediate lack of education, followed by some pretty long-range serious effects. Here to talk about the school absenteeism rates in New Jersey, along with solutions that can and some school districts are being taken, as detailed in the report Showing Up Matters, the state of chronic absenteeism in New Jersey, is the executive director of Advocates for Children of New Jersey, Cecilia Zalkin. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you. Good morning.
And you can download a copy of this report, acnj.org. That's a website for the Advocates for Children of New Jersey. And as the title says, or the subtitle of the report, Showing Up Matters, the state of chronic absenteeism in New Jersey. How is chronic absenteeism defined for this report?
Well, chronic absenteeism is the number of days that children miss school. It is not average daily attendance. That's kind of a general data for the school. Chronic absenteeism identifies those students who miss 10% or more of the school year, which accounts for about 18 days or more. And there are quite a few children in New Jersey who are considered chronically absent.
And I wanted to start off with that point because, if I'm understanding things right, there's no textbook definition as far as the school districts are concerned, as far as what chronic absence is defined as. Is that correct?
That is correct. Over the last 3 years, this has become a national issue. The Federal Department of Education, as well as a number of national organizations, have been looking at the issue. And the generally accepted definition is a child who misses 10% of the school year or more. However, this is not defined in New Jersey yet in regulation or in legislation, although there is some legislation pending that would do so.
Which would obviously be a good thing to get all the school districts on the same page so that some consistent program can be developed to be proactive versus reactive to any sort of chronic absenteeism rates.
That's correct.
When you look at, this is for the 2014-15 school year, where are the danger points as far as chronic absenteeism is concerned in the grade levels, and where are the absenteeism rates really at their lowest?
Well, it's very interesting because when you look across the grades from kindergarten through 12th grade, you see what looks like a U-shaped curve with the highest levels of absenteeism in kindergarten and then improving slightly through third grade, but then really improving after that until the child reaches high school. 11th and 12th grade then have the highest levels of absenteeism. Although we've also looked at data in 8th grade, which shows a drop-off in absenteeism between 8th and 9th grade. Highest levels are kindergarten and 11th and 12th grade.
And it's really odd the way those first years go, kindergarten, first grade, second grade, and then third grade, fourth grade, fifth are lower than the K1 and 2. And when you consider the fact that the first major testing young students face are in the third and fourth grades, the higher rate of absenteeism in those grades leading up to grades 3 and 4, that's creating a pretty poor testing situation as far as preparing the students.
Yes, that's correct. I think we know so much more now about the importance of early literacy, actually beginning in preschool, but certainly continuing through kindergarten through third grade. That's the time that children are learning to read. And it is critically important to make sure that the child is in school so that they are reading on grade level by grade 3. There's also been research nationally and here in New Jersey that shows the higher the level of absenteeism, the poorer that individual student performs on state tests, even beginning as early as third grade.
Talking with Cecilia Zalkin, who is Executive Director of Advocates for Children of New Jersey, about the report Showing Up Matters, the State of Chronic Absenteeism in New Jersey, which you can read, download as well at acnj.org. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. I alluded to this in the introduction, and what you just brought up is also presented in the report, too. The percentage of New Jersey students scoring at proficient or above in grade 4 reading and math tests, the more a student is absent, the lower the percentage is.
That's correct. So it is, you know, we talk long term, right, about the importance of being in school, not missing school. But this is evidence that it has an immediate impact. If you are not absent as a student before testing, you do better. You test more at a higher level of proficiency than students who are chronically absent.
And probably not to the surprise of many, if you look at the demographic breakdown, racial background, blacks, Hispanics, more a higher rate of absenteeism than whites, as well as Asians, by the way. If you look at the data, is there any consistent reason for high levels of absenteeism? Is it family situation, environmental situation, social, or is it really on a case-by-case basis a combination of one or more of those?
Well, you know, I think that if you look at the data, there are some trends. Certainly the reasons for absenteeism vary. There's a lot of different causes, and it's different for young children versus high school students. But in general, when we look at the demographic data, I think that disadvantaged students have a higher level of absenteeism than children who live in suburban or more affluent communities. That doesn't mean that there isn't absenteeism in those communities as well. But as we've heard from parents in districts like Newark and Trenton and Camden, it's a challenge to get your child to school. There are transportation issues, there are safety issues, there are health issues. We did a deeper look here in Newark at absenteeism. 24% of the children in Newark have asthma. That has an impact on school attendance.
Now, as far as you know, there's a problem. Obviously, we want to find a solution. And there are school districts who are indeed being very reactive / proactive in trying to change what's in some of these school cases pretty dire situations with absentee rates in the 20s. I think even one was in the 30 percentile mark. What's one of the more outstanding policies instituted by a school to turn a negative into a positive?
Well, you know, there's, I think, two approaches, and often schools start by looking at compliance. How do we set the rules and make sure families comply? But there's another side to this, which is how do you create that environment that supports student attendance? And to me, the best example right now, and I'm sure there are many across the state, but we released our report at a middle school in Trenton, the Hedge Pass Williams School. New principal, vice principal came in and decided the pathway to student success was to address absenteeism. And they started by creating an environment that was very positive in the school. They got their teachers on board, and they did a lot of one-on-one outreach to kids. Basically, they used their data. They got their data at the beginning of the year that showed who were the students who were chronically absent in the prior year, and they went family by family to talk to those students and their parents about what the barriers were to coming to school. They turned their absenteeism around in 1 year. They showed a 6% drop, and it's very impressive because that atmosphere, that attendance is important, we're going to follow through, we care about you, you need to be in school, really goes cuts across the whole school, from the person who greets you at the door to the principal.
And it really just really further empowers the fact that finger-pointing doesn't get it done. It can't be the parent pointing to the teacher, the teacher pointing to the parent. It's got to be that team effort together to find solutions to problems in the education system, in this case with absenteeism. The report, again, is Showing Up Matters, the State of Chronic Absenteeism in New Jersey. And it was compiled and is being presented over at the acnj.org website. That's the website for advocates for children of New Jersey. Become informed as a teacher, as an educator, as a parent, because you're all part of the picture to make the education process do all it's supposed to do and fire up on all cylinders like it's designed to do. We've been joined this morning talking about this report by the Executive Director of Advocates for Children of New Jersey, Cecilia Zalkin. Cecilia, thanks so much for continuing and help us become more aware of what is out there and what we need to do about it with all the work and the reports that your organization provides us with. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Chris.